Morning, good morning. Okay. Our theme for today is nothing we believe is true. So rest in the reality that there is no person here to be speaking and no person there to be listening. So just follow a breath, just aware of the happening called breathing, but aware without comment. Without the mind's interpretation. Just aware of any appearance as they pass by. So for today, do not be with hopes of gathering more information, for that is the activity of a mind that is uncensored. Instead, be here today to experience the essence beyond all that is spoken and beyond all that is heard. Beyond all words and all pointings. Just be here. There is nothing we can believe that is real. To believe means there is a hope or there is an acceptance. But to believe actually means I do not know. I believe it's true. I hope it's true. I pray it's true. But that is all based on what we have read, what we have been conditioned with, and we accept those beliefs as if they were the truth. Right now, many may still be accepting the belief that I am a body and I am a person. So, we have been hearing and we have been reading and listening to what is called the reality of who we are for quite some time. Agreed? We have been in conditioning. And when you read something or when you hear something, you may be telling yourself, yes, that sounds wonderful. That sounds right to me. Yes, I believe what they're saying. Yes, I believe what I'm reading. Yes, I believe what I'm hearing. But there isn't a believing truth. truth is beyond believing. The concept of believing, belief of believing, truth is beyond that. So we are only thinking we believe in who we are. If we have holding the concept, yes, yes, I believe that I am what I am reading and hearing. Because it feels right, or it sounds right, or that group believes it, it must be true. Or we have been convinced by someone or something to believe in what they are saying. I don't want you to believe one word that I speak. Okay. But recognize you are not a feeling, nor are you the words that sound right. You, the you that is you, is beyond every word, every feeling, every sensation, and every belief. You are beyond belief. So when we cry, or when we are in pain, there is a sensation of sorrow that we are aware of. And in the discomfort of pain, we also have the sensation of discomfort, hurting, painfulness. But we also have there the belief that it is happening to me. Me, the body. Me, the person. It is mostly when anything appears with the body or the mind, there arises this belief that it is happening to me. Even as we look out into the world, the sensory perception seems to report what is happening out there. Out there, there are storms and wars, chaos. There is also kindness and lovingness. And we look out and we believe that that is what is happening. And we believe that what is happening, what our senses report, is truth. But truth is beyond the senses. Yes, truth is beyond the sense of seeing and touching and tasting and hearing and smelling, beyond sensations. Beyond emotions and feelings. Truth is beyond that. When there is a happening, when there is an appearance, when there is anything of such a nature that you can put a label on it that you can define it. It cannot be you. It cannot be about you, because you are beyond the words. You are beyond the senses. You are beyond the sensations. Aware of them, yes, but not them. What we call sun, moon, stars, planets, galaxies, people, weather, it is all consciousness. It is all you. The words are but labels given to the forms. But all is pure consciousness. And when you remove the labels, you will see quite clearly all is consciousness. So take a deep breath. Aware of a body relaxing. Another breath. Watching as the breath comes in and goes out. Just watching. No labels, no interpretations, just watching. Now, all the memories and all the stories that you have woven and created about who you are and what you are and what everything is, everything that has a label that you believe in, let it go. It is not true. None of that is truth. And all your training, all your certifications, all of the titles, let them go. None of them are true. None of them are the truth. The believing in being a gender, let it go. It is not truth. Believing in bodies being youthful or old, let it go. It is not truth. The believing in having and owning, let it go. It is not truth. The belief in a personal history, let it go. It is not truth. The belief in family, and others. Let it go. It is not truth. The belief in personal achievements and awards. Let it go. It is not truth. The belief in God that you hold. Let it go. Your belief is not true. What you are is before all of these ideas came to be accepted as being you. Take a deep breath. Take a moment and watch the thoughts pass by. Whatever rises to your attention, let it pass by as if a cloud. Breathe into the heart and rest there. Just be empty. Empty of desire. Empty of beliefs. Empty of seeking for anything. Empty of wanting anything to be true. Letting go. Again, truth does not take place in the written word or in the thoughts or in the beliefs. The truth, the knowing, takes place within, in the silence, in the stillness. It takes place in being, not in mind. It takes place within the heart, within the stillness, not in the mind. Truth cannot be thought. Truth cannot be written. Truth cannot be spoken. You are beyond description and beyond words. So take a breath. Wonderful. So how do we stay in this knowing that I am nothing of these descriptions? How do we see more clearly that these beliefs that are held are truly not about me? Okay. That, like, I have never been a spiritual teacher. I have never been a Reiki master. I have never been an accountant. I have never been any label that can be placed on the activities of this individual. How can we stay? Because the sense of being person is deep within the psyche, the mind, wherever it resides. Well, we can, from within that place of silence, recognize that we have this idea of person. And if we have come along far enough, we can watch person at play. We can be aware of person moving and playing, singing, dancing, crying, screaming, hollering. We can be aware of the idea of a person moving and playing in the play of life. Still does not make us person. But you are aware of a tree. That does not make you a tree. You're aware of flowers growing, buds germinating and coming up from the ground, but that does not make you seed nor the bud. You are aware of these activities that we call life. So you are aware of person as you are aware of sun setting and rising, phases of the moon. You are aware of something called person. And this person again is moving and playing. And it is all taking place within you, within consciousness. You are the screen of life. But you are not the movement. You are not the play. But that which is aware of movement and aware of the play. So this idea of person has many labels, right? You have tall persons, short persons, fat persons, thin persons, but you're speaking of a body. You have persons that have won accolades and awards and achievements and this and that, but you are not awards because you are not person. But it was fun in the gathering of the awards, or working through what was ever necessary to get that achievement. Was it not? Do not have a grand time going to school to fulfill an accomplishment and a desire. That is the play of the person. That is the play of life. That you are the life where the ideas of the person can be moving and playing. But the person is not the truth of you. You are always aware, but you are never what you are aware of. The movements and the play arises in you, but you always remain a silent awareness. Never are you something that you believe. Believing and knowing are not the same. I know that I am is quite different from believing I am. So take a breath. All right. So, can you see the difference between claiming I believe something and knowing that I know? want to turn your cameras on, great. If you have a comment, that would be even wonderful.
Mary, good
Good
morning.
morning. Good morning, love.
Knowing, what did you say? Knowing, I want to just say, knowing where you're looking from. That's what came to me.
Looking from the heart instead of the head.
Yeah, if I'm looking at what's in front of me from my head is and thinking I am knowing.
Or trying to believe that I am.
Yeah, it's or looking from the heart, let's say,
Right.
no, or looking from I it's hard to put into words,
Right.
but
When you are looking from the heart, when you are looking from self, all you're going to see is self. You're not going to see others. You're not going to see family. You're not going to see awards and accolades. You're not going to see all of those labels. All of those are labels. Okay? You're not going to see them. You're going to only see yourself, the one presence. When we believe that we are an accountant, when we believe we are a teacher, when we believe we are a student, we are claiming something or attempting to claim something that we are not. If you can see all of those as just labels for the convenience of conversation, rather than being a belief about them that they're true, you will see past the words. Okay? You will see past the reading or the listening, you will see beyond that. Because the labels, the beliefs are what stop us from recognizing what is right there. So the believing is just another system of identifying ourselves as bodies, as labels, as achievement, as memories and stories.
I notice how tricky, very tricky, the belief can also morph into, I'm going to say the word helper. It's like, it seems like it wants to. I don't know. Convince me that this believer is knowing something. I can't really describe it, but it's very tricky. It's very subtle.
It
It feels.
is.
It's very. I know. I just have been noticing it sitting here. It wants to convince me that Kate, this person, knows something.
Yes, that goes along. If I believe it, then it follows that I know
Yeah, it's very tricky.
it. And It seems quite logical in our conditioned way that yes, I did accomplish that. Yes, I did achieve that. Yes, I have a family. I have a mother, a father, a blah, blah, blah. I have that. I have that. I have a job. I go to work. All of those beliefs, there is the believing that I have a job. There is the believing I go to work. There is the believing I do the laundry. There is the believing. So in the daily activities, there has to be a mindfulness about when mind starts to play its I am game, meaning I, the mind, am the I am. When it starts playing its game, you have to be quite mindful in seeing that mind is in charge here. You know, see what mind is up to. Because I would assume right now, or presume, that every one of you has a belief that you have a husband or a wife or an ex, something of that nature, or you have a son or a daughter or a brother or a sister. And mind will say, well, of course, yes, I do have a sister. I do have a brother. Mindfulness is where the questioning comes, but who is this I that has the sister? Who is the I that has the brother? So mindfulness and questioning are great, great tools for you to be using. Because the questioning of a statement of mind stops mind immediately. It's almost like it's saying, how dare you question me? And it stops in its tracks. Okay. So when mind would be saying, well, of course you're that. You have the certificate to prove it. You have the awards to prove it. You have this to prove it. But I'm not a piece of paper. I'm not an award. I'm not a title, and I'm not a label. So any awards that have been received are nothing more than labels. And when you see what you would call other, sister, brother, husband, wife, ex, whatever, those too are labels. And they cloud what is truly there. You believe that there is a sister there or there is a brother there. I have a brother, but who is the I that has the brother? And mind will stop. Because it's a belief, it's kind of foggy. It has no substance to it. A belief doesn't have a substance. I mean, for instance, everybody right now, just let the mind say, yes, I believe in God. Just let the bring that thought up. How many does that sound like truth? Or to how does that feel? Does it feel powerful? Does it feel convincing? And the other side of that is, I know I am. In the knowing, There is a substance. There is a almost a tangibleness of knowing. It's grounded. It's deep. It never leaves. It's not wishy-washy. Beliefs can be wishy-washy. Have a great sister, except for today. She's not so great today. Okay. So I believe I have a sister that's really great, but not today. She's not so great. So beliefs are, but knowing is solid. And the knowing is your nature. You don't have to even try to know. The knowing is present as you. So you don't have to try to know that I am. You can give up a belief that I am. Okay. So the mind is of the nature. If I can see it, touch it, taste it, hear it, smell it, then it's true. And I'm here telling you, if you can see it, touch it, taste it, smell it, whatever, it isn't true. Those are mind's labels. And mind would have to say, I touched it. I tasted it. I smelled it. You see? So that's a belief system that I am touching, tasting, smelling. There is a fragrance I am aware of. What a lovely smell that is. Aware of the fragrance. But there's not the claim that I am smelling. It's just like being aware of the ambience of a beautiful sunset, but silently in that awareness of beauty without commenting on what is visual. Or beautiful music. Not commenting on it, just being present in awareness of it. It's the same with sister or brother, not commenting on it, but being in awareness of presence. There is no sister, there is only God. And being in that knowing, in that awareness, when that form is present or not, having the joy, being joyful, being in the awareness of such a joy, just achieving a walk around the block. But I did not do the walking, but there was great joy in the play of awareness of walking. Mindfulness, being aware in each moment of what is. How many have allowed the mind to go other places while dishes was being washed? Or walking across the room to get a glass of water? Were you present, or was the mind allowed to be thinking, oh, I have to take the dog for a walk. Oh, gee, I should have called Millie. Are all of those what you are experiencing to go from here to there for a glass of water? Or were you experiencing the feeling of the steps of the body on the floor, the sound of those steps, the feeling of the movement of the legs, the breathing that took place? Were you present? Or was mind directing your attention elsewhere? Being present means being present. When you turn on the faucet, is your mind looking out the window, or are you aware of the sound of water running, the sound that it makes going into the glass and filling? Present means being present, being now, being here. Course, we may catch ourselves, you know. Oh, I was wandering off on the merry-go-round. Okay, back again. Even the thought that comes, I'm thirsty, I'm going to get a glass of water. Who's thirsty? And who is getting a glass of water? Okay, so the questioning takes place because you are present, because you are paying attention to being present. You are here. So, was there someone present that was thirsty and getting a glass of water? Or was there an awareness of thirst? You call the awareness me. So was there an awareness of thirst? Well, the logical conclusion to an awareness of thirst is to go gather water. So it's again and again, it's about being present. It is about being aware of mind and its trickery. Now, the more that you stay present, the more that you question mind. Every time you question mind and it stops because it has returned to source. It has returned to heart. The more that we do this, the more the mind remains at home in source. So, if you believe that you're going to go get a drink of water, you're mistaken. If you believe you are going to take a shower and get some rest, you are mistaken. It is not truth. There is no you to take a shower. There is no you to get some rest. That is part of the play of the idea of person. But you are the screen on which it is playing. Just become aware of the play on the screen and watch the person play. Now, I hope that doesn't sound too far out for you, but you have to begin to make this distinction. I'm really not this I that keeps saying I am doing this or doing that. I'm not that I. I'm not that. And it breaks the habit by questioning. And in order to question, you have to be present. See? Can I get it? Yeah? I get that. Are you there? Mary is nothing more than an idea, a concept. And this idea has had many adventures along the way, an accumulation of memories. But the idea is an idea. It's something to be fabricated. An idea, it's something to be made up. So the consciousness that is present, there with Alice, there with Chuck, there with Gary, there with Gloria, and there with Peggy, Diane, Yella, there, all of those body forms are not the truth of you. They're an idea in a play, a character in a play. But you have to know it's a play. Okay. Too much? Did it go too far?
No.
I'll be still. You guys make your comments.
Mary,
I am.
This might, I just want to share this. I love to birds and I like to sit on my deck and watch them. And you begin to really understand things when you sit back and watch it. So I start watching myself like I'm this character. And it's quite interesting to observe the behavior from space, from a space. And I have to laugh at myself because sometimes I like, oh, it's like when you really separate I am from the behavior of Kate, it's almost like you're watching some movie, like, and
yeah.
I just go, oh, look at her sometimes. Look at what she's doing. Anyways, I just wanted to share.
All of it takes place within you. None of this is outside yourself. Okay. You are the play. Because it takes place in consciousness, and because you are consciousness, nothing is outside you. How could we be aware of something that was outside of us? Okay. Okay. Any more comments? Come on, this is an interactive here. This is a Sunday talk gathering. Come on, you go back.
I have something, Mary.
Yes, Beck.
You were talking about identity. And I've moved several times and I keep moving my things. And I have a yearbook that's over 55 years old. And I want to throw it out, but I don't want to throw it out. And I haven't looked in that yearbook probably in 53 years, and I keep it in the closet, and I think, how many times am I going to move the yearbook? What if somebody wants to know if I went to high school? It's just this whole idea of holding on to, like you said, you know, a degree or certificate or something. I doubt at the age of 70 anybody's going to ask me about my high school yearbook, but I just
That's
can't
probably true.
throw it out. They're probably extinct. I think the school went out of business, but just that whole idea of it proves I went to high school. I don't know, but and I probably won't throw it out, I'll tell you right now, because it just
Well, yeah. I would suggest that as well, to not do it until you are ready. Right. And that's fine. But begin to understand when you hold that yearbook, or you hold that does not define me, because what I am is beyond definition. I am that I am. I'll never be in a yearbook. You'll never find me in a yearbook, you know, and begin to look at it from that standpoint, that yes, that was a fun time, and I did the play and the movements of a young girl in school, and you know, that was a good act in the play, but I'm not the person. I'm not that, you see. And just leave it. Just leave the yearbook there. Just recognize that when you pick it up, that yeah, it was a fun. I can see it from a different standpoint, and I can see it from my heart instead of my head, and I can begin to recognize that I am beyond that. I'm not the person.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome, love.
Hi, yes. Mary. I just wanted to thank you for something that you said. You said, I am awareness, but not what I'm aware of. And
correct.
That's just so clear in establishing that separation we need to see between the observed and the perceived and the observer. So thank you very much. Thank you for this morning. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Thank you.
Thank you. That reminds me of what Joel said. I believe it was in his last talk. He asked everyone to look up here, look at me, and you have never seen me. That's one thing he said. You have never seen me.
You haven't.
Mm-mm.
You've never seen me.
That's so beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Really
Yes.
are that shining radiance beyond the concept that we hold. It's just so beautiful.
Truth. It's truth. You can feel that when you are with that within you, within the heart, there is that knowing. It's knowing I am that.
I had an NDE, and that was my experience. I could just sense that sense of presence. And in that, reflecting upon it now, like we watch everyone around us die, but when I was dying, there was awareness. So that has me in a sense of knowing that there is no death from that experience. That's what That's practicing the presence, actually, is getting to that place where we move into we feel the click, we move into the presence, and we walk around in my peace. So
Well,
thank you for the share.
right. And hopefully you won't have to try for the click to move into the presence, because you are ever the presence. There's you never come and go. There is no getting back into, because there's never a leaving of it. So
I would,
you are always at presence.
yes, and that's so important. Discernment. I was talking at somewhere yesterday or the day before, and they were talking about meditation and how they're unable to do it. Well, the idea is it's practice, and in the beginning, maybe you do have to focus. Then there's contemplation, and then there is that stillness. But for me, when I was younger, having the three kids, whatever, I didn't have the luxury of always going into the silence to get the click. So even amidst the ball field or whatever, I would recognize that presence that I am and just try to sit with that and move through my day in that sense of awareness.
Right. Wonderful. Beautiful. Yes. So let's call this one complete. Remember that all that is rises in you, but you always remain the silent awareness. Let us pray. Most beloved self, there are no words that can speak of my presence. There are no thoughts to reach where I am. I will not be found in beliefs or words or thoughts. I can only be seen in the infinite invisible. Look in the silence and the emptiness. I am. Amen. Om. Namaste.